Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Author Carissa Ann Lynch is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her literary journey, but also what it's been like for her to share her book, This Is Not About Love, with the world, and to see the way the people around the world are already responding to it. Carissa and I have been staying connected through social media, so of course we'll talk about the role that that's played in her in not only meeting new readers, but also helping to spread the word. A little bit later, we'll remind you guys how you can get the book for yourself, as well as how you guys can stay connected with Carissa. But Carissa, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you, first of all, Carissa, on the book. I want to begin the conversation there, because I remember seeing a post from you back in the end of December about the release of This Is Not About Love. What does it feel like to you to be a published author, to have your book available for the world to be able to read?
Well, it's very exciting because, you know, when I first submitted to get it published, I never really thought that it would happen. So It's just been a thrill, really.
Yeah. So what was it about writing, Carissa? I'm always curious about that when I'm speaking to authors. What was it about writing that made you say, you know what, this is something I want to do?
Well, I think that my love for writing really started with my love for books. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, even 3 or 4 years old, I've just loved to read. I've always preferred to read over watching TV or any other hobbies. And when I was probably, I'd say, about 10 or 11, I started writing, sort of journaling, writing short stories and haikus. And I'd say about 3 years ago is when it all came about with This Is Not About Love. And I was at home late one night, and I didn't have a book to read that particular night. I'd finished the one that I was currently reading, and I was just like, you know, I think I'm going to try to write my own story, you know, something that's book length. And so it kind of went from there. I just, Once I finished This Is Not About Love, I just kept on writing, and I've loved it ever since.
What was part of the thing that you loved so much about this particular story, Carissa, was being able to not only to kind of explore the idea of these women, you know, that were kind of going after the attention of, you know, of this one individual, but also, of course, you know, to make us kind of look at ourselves a little bit and about the things that we're willing to do, you know, even when we know something may not be the best for us.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I really didn't even know how, you know, the story would end when I first started writing it. It was really a journey for me with all three of the women. And, you know, I really enjoyed, they were all so different. And there were so many things about them that were likable but also very unlikable at the same time. They all had their own fatal flaws and weaknesses, but also things that you liked about them as well. And I sort of went through that journey with them as I wrote the book.
Yeah, it's funny, I smiled when you said that, because that's one of the things I think that readers are picking up on, that, you know, you're looking at these situations as we look at people who end up in these situations, and we say, how in the world did they end up, you know, in this predicament, you know, and then you want to not like them, you know, because of, you know, this, you know, the whole situation, but, you know, even your readers have picked up on, you know, it's difficult not to. I think for the one reason, Carissa, I believe, and I'm curious as to your thoughts about this, is because whether we want to admit it or not, we can see a part either of ourselves in the decisions that they make, maybe not the situation, but the decisions, or even someone that we love in those situations. Do you think that's been part of the reason why people feel the way they do?
Yes, absolutely. Because I know even for me, someone recently said, well, which of the women do you identify with? And I really had to think about that. And I said that I identify with all of them. But I can see certain traits in all of the women that, you know, that I think all women can find a commonality with all of those traits.
Yeah. You mentioned, you know, about the process, and I mentioned, of course, the post that you made in December when the book was initially being released, and we'll tell our listeners a little bit later, but one of the ways that it is available is through our friends at Amazon.com. The Kindle there is less than $2, so I know our listeners will definitely want to go and one-click that a little bit later. So, you know, what has that part of this been like for you? It's one thing for you to make the decision, Carissa, to be able to write, and then, of course, to be able to share, but what has it been like for you to have kind of explored this journey with the world through social media?
Now, it's been it's been fantastic, really. I also recently got to see it on a shelf for the first time at a bookstore. At a bookstore close to my home, which is very exciting. It's still very surreal. It's only been out for just a little bit over a month, but it's been fantastic. And there's so many different venues that you can buy books on. I mean, it's so great for everyone because it's also on iBooks and a couple other venues, and it's just been fantastic. I didn't even realize myself that there were so many places out there for readers to be able to find books these days.
Yeah. You know, you've gone from not only being a reader yourself, and I like the fact that you mentioned that, till now, of course, having readers. Has that part of it sunk in?
You know, it still is, kind of. It's strange. When people ask me about it, it's kind of hard. I'm just not used to it because I'm so used to being the one who writes the reviews and who does the reading.
Right.
But it is very exciting, and it's great hearing people's feedback because I know when I read a book, there's things that, you know, that I criticize and you know, I'm always open to hearing what people think as a reader, too. You know, what do they
right.
think about it? It's great.
Yeah, it is great. And I think that has to be one of the great things in knowing that you're not alone in that process. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with author Carissa Ann Lynch. She's making her first appearance on our program. We've been speaking with Carissa not only about the journey to being published, but also what it's been like for her to share her book with the world. Again, the title is This Is Not About Love. That title to me says so much. And, you know, I think, you know, it, for a lot of people, they realize that's what their whole life, you know, kind of is summarized by. This is not about love. You know, it's always mm-hmm. about something more. You know, I want to talk, you know, for just a moment about, you mentioned, you know, being asked about which one of the ladies do you, you know, relate to the most. But I want to talk about another side of that, and that is, you know, how difficult has it been for you as a storyteller to be able to not only to let your voice come through, but because it is a business, you know, to think about, you know, is this something that people will like? I mean, was that something that you wrestled with, or was it more so for you, Carissa, just about telling the story that you wanted to tell?
Well, you know, when I first started writing the book, it was, you know, at that point I wasn't even planning on trying to get the book published. So I was writing yeah. something that I found to be interesting. But as the story went on, and, you know, without spoiling the ending of the book,
sure.
I did sort of tailor, you know, some of the things that happened in the book to who I thought that the audience would be, which is, you know, specifically for women readers and people who like contemporary women's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So towards the end of the book, I did sort of think about who's going to be reading this, initially it did start out to be, as, you know, what would I like to read? What do I find interesting? So I was just sort of writing from the heart and, you know, sort of writing for myself at first.
Right, right. So with that being said, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because with that being said then, does that make it even more gratifying for you when you hear from readers that you did the right thing in sticking to writing something that you yourself were proud to stand behind?
Yes, definitely. And I've gotten such overwhelmingly good feedback from everyone, and it's been surprising, really, just to hear so many great things about it. I feel very blessed and very lucky.
Yeah, well, I think that is one of the great things. Now, one of the things I noticed, too, when I was reading the book, that you dedicated, of course, to your family, but also in particular to your sister. And you said to your sister, you know, without you, the story would have been hidden away, covered in dust. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, and that is a very interesting story, and I'm glad that you brought it up, because my sister is my biggest supporter. Her name is Vicki Drain, and the interesting thing about this is we both sort of went through this process together. She was also writing a novel at the same time, and we were passing chapters back and forth, and we also submitted to publishers around the same time, and we both had our books accepted within 2 weeks of each other.
Oh, wow.
We wrote together, we edited together, and then, you know, we both had our novels accepted together, and she was, I think, the one that really pushed me to try and, you know, go for it and get it published, and I'm glad that she did.
Yeah, glad that she did. And now, the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because now I believe, Carissa, and you probably know, you know, I've already experienced this, and I just don't know it, so now you can share it with us if it is. You know, now that you've been able to do that, to be able to take the story and to, you know, not only to share it, but now to be able to have it published for people to read it, you're showing other people what's possible for them. What has that been like for you to be a source of inspiration for others that, you know what, you can do this, you can write, you can finish, and you can get published?
It's been great. And, you know, through social media, there's so many ways to connect with other authors, other writers. And, I mean, it's just been amazing for me on to all the different authors that I've connected with and talked to, and other writers who are still in the process of trying to get published who've reached out to me and asked me, you know, how did you do this? And that I've been able to sort of, you know, give them advice or help walk them through the process of it. And just, you know, encouraging other people to, you know, if you want to be a writer, then all you need to do is just write. No one can tell you that you can't be a writer except you. So I've loved being able to encourage people because I've had so many people encouraging me along the way. It's great to return the favor.
Right, exactly. You know, a big part of your story is the dialogue. And I think that, you know, the dialogue really tells the story. I have to say, too, and this is just for me and nothing that I had read previous, Carissa, I went into the story believing I was going to be able to read it in the different ladies' individual voice. I was thinking in my mind it was going to be first person, as we all do. We all say, okay, I wonder how this story is going to be told. You know, but I actually like the fact that you were able to tell it, you know, chapter by chapter in the voices of these women. One of one of the conversations I wanted to talk to you about was between Violet and Michael. And that was, you know, and it kind of brought in, of course, to me the whole title of This Is Not, you know, About Love, where, you know, Violet basically said, and I don't think this is spoiling anything, that if we're going to continue, I'll say it that way, it should be for something that means something. You know, and, you know, and I thought that was a really interesting thing. Was it important for you to make sure as you were telling these stories that you really were allowing us to see the real feelings of these ladies and really what they were having to deal with?
Yes, I think that for me, I really tried to get into character with each one and, you know, what would they realistically be going through, not to show either one of them or any of the three in a bad light or in, you know, a better light than the others, but just to realistically, what would they be going through? You know, how would these sort of situations make them feel and how would they respond to them?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I also wanted to bring up Violet because Violet also likes to write. Just thought I'd mention that, but
yes, she does.
So, you know, just a little something for our listeners out there, but, you know, to be able to pick up on as you're reading the book. And again, I'll be telling you guys here in a moment how you can be able to get the book for yourself, again, at a very low price. You know, Carissa, the next thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, this whole experience. And I've heard authors talk about it almost as if, you know, it becomes, you know, almost an addiction. You know, once you publish one and you start getting the feedback, it helps you with the confidence level going into the second one. Is that something that you're always also feeling yourself, being more excited about what's going to come next?
Absolutely. I agree with that 100% because as soon as I finished This Is Not About Love, as soon as it was edited and polished, while that one was pending with publishers, I was already on my second and then my third. And I do have a second one coming out this summer as well, but I completely agree. I think once you start writing, especially when you get that positive feedback of getting published that, hey, you know, you can write and that you can write well, then you just want to keep on doing it.
Yeah. I think that is the thing. And I think, again, that should encourage our listeners, regardless of what their interest or passion might be. Maybe it's not writing for them, but whatever it is, to make sure that you go for it because you never know what's going to be the response until you do it. So I want to talk to you about the other side. And this is what I have found, Chris, in doing this program over the years. And I think, you know, probably you might agree to parts of this, that part of what stops people a lot of times is fear. And you know, of course, we tell ourselves, I don't have time for this, I just can't do this, or, you know, that we come up with these excuses, but at the end of the day, it becomes fear. Fear of, will people like it? Fear of, you know, what if I don't do well with it? You know, fear of, you know, what if people just think this is garbage? You know, I mean, how did you get over all of those, all of the self-talk that can come and talk you out of your dream? How did you get past that and move forward to being published?
Well, I think that I've always been the sort of person that I'm just determined that even if I'm not good at something, if I work hard at it, I will become good at it. And, you know, that I think being a writer is I have to work on my writing skills every day and that I had to, you know, make all them contacts with other publishers. But also I think my support, my husband, my sister, you know, people that were reading the book were really giving me that great feedback. And also, you know, I did a lot of research and talked with other authors while I was going through the process. So I kind of understood beforehand that, you know, when you're trying to get a book published, that you have to be able to expect lots of rejection along the way.
Yeah.
That, you know, a lot of publishers and people that you send your manuscript into, it might not be that they hate it, but it's not what they're looking for at the time. So I think I sort of prepared myself for the rejection aspect of it and just said, well, I'm not going to take that personal. I'm just going to keep on going because my family believes in me and my friends believe in me. And as long as they believe in me, then that's all that matters.
Right. I think that is the thing. And I think that is a great thing for all of us to be able to keep in mind, you know, as we're moving forward, whatever our goals and dreams might be. Again, everyone, I've been speaking today with Carissa Ann Lynch. We've been talking to her not only about her journey as a storyteller, but what it's been like for her to share that journey with all of you. The book that's out right now is This Is Not About Love. And again, that book is available on Amazon.com. You guys can go over and one-click it now for only $1.99. I mean, a great price for a great book. You guys are going to really enjoy it. And I'll be posting my review, Chris, as I mentioned earlier. I'll be posting it this week on Amazon.com. So, you know, if you were going to give some advice, I mean, based on what you just said even, you know, is that what you would say to people about, you know what, and regardless of what others may think, you have to be able to own your own dream and go for it?
Absolutely. Definitely, because I think as long you have to be able to believe in yourself, and then I think, you know, as long as you believe it first, I think the others will follow, and if you keep at it, someone will give you a chance.
Yes, I totally agree. Totally agree with that. Carissa, you know, for those who are just hearing about the book, what do you hope as readers, other than being entertained from it, what do you hope readers are able to take away from This Is Not About Love?
Well, I think for me, the big thing is that, especially when I first started sending it in to other publishers, is that I got a lot of feedback. Well, you know, it's not romantic enough, or it, you know, it's not a happy ending. It's not, there's not enough about love, which is where the title came in, by the way, is naming it that. Mm-hmm. But my biggest thing is that happy endings are subjective. Do we have to find a Prince Charming and wear a white dress and walk down the altar to find happiness? You know, that I don't think that's everyone's happy ending. And I think that for each of the women, they sort of had to end things on their own terms. And I found it to be happy for all of them. So that was just my biggest thing, is that, you know, you have to make your own happy ending, and it might not be what everyone else expects it to be, but as long as it's yours, then it's okay.
Yeah, I think that is so true. So true indeed. Again, everyone, Carissa Ann Lynch has been our guest. Carissa, how can our listeners stay connected with you? As well, of course, we told them how to get the book on Amazon, but it is available on other online retailers. But how can they stay connected with you along this journey?
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Carissa Ann Lynch, and also my Twitter handle is Carissa Ann Lynch as well. And I'm on there a lot on social media, so just find me on there.
All right, so make sure you guys stay connected with her. We actually tagged Carissa on both places, so you guys can go on our page. We'll be giving that out here in just a moment for you guys. Carissa, thank you so much for the time today. And I should say for our listeners who don't know this, Carissa was very gracious. I got chosen to do a speaking engagement yesterday for those joining us live, and it was during the time that I was supposed to be live on the air for the hour. And I reached out to Carissa. She was very gracious to reschedule with us. So, Carissa, I do appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. And looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. We appreciate you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. You know, I think, you know, the example of Carissa is one that we can all follow, and that is, you know, to do what you love, to go for what you love, and the rest will take care of itself. I think that is a great message for all of us to be able to remember. Make sure you guys go over and get the book, This Is Not About Love. Again, available right now for only $1.99. As I'm going between segments, I'll make sure to post that link actually for Amazon on our social media pages to make it easy for you guys. Now, if you came in late and missed part of this broadcast, if you're joining us on the radio side, you have to check with your affiliate to see when this show will be re-airing for you guys. But if you're joining us online through our online friends, don't worry. You guys can catch the podcast right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.